Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. University of Wyoming leaders will likely recommend cutting programs or positions as they work to comply with legislative demands. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
UW had a successful legislative session earlier this year. It clawed back more than $60 million the Freedom Caucus wanted to cut from the state university. But the budget as passed still included a footnote directing the university to find possible cuts and to bring that plan to lawmakers later this year. On Monday, UW trustee Kermit Brown said that work will involve hard decisions because the cuts have to be real. They can't be illusory.
I perceive this to be a fairly painful process.
Brown is one of several university leaders working to develop the savings plan. That group will meet twice a month from now through the fall, when UW is set to present the plan to the legislature's Appropriations Committee. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
The Trump administration has been asking national park visitors to report negative signage about Americans past or living through QR codes. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, the government is now sharing how people have responded so far.
The National Park Service last month published 35,000 of these public comments, including nearly 7,000 submitted at sites in the Mountain West. Jerry James is with the Sierra Club. He says the public input is being released after the environmental nonprofit filed a lawsuit. He says many of the comments were not about historical signs, but the firing of federal workers or budget cuts.
It just became a dumping ground for a lot of grievances, you know, about like what the administration has done over the past year or so.
Still, many comments advocated to keep the display of history as is. For example, a visitor to the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site in Colorado asked to keep a sign referring to it as a massacre site. In 1864, the U.S. Army killed 230 Cheyenne and Arapaho people there. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
A new bipartisan group is betting big on the geothermal energy that's abundant across the Intermountain West and Great Basin. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
Governors Spencer Cox of Utah and Jared Polis of Colorado announced the formation of the Mountain West Geothermal Consortium during a conference of the Western Governors Association in Salt Lake City. Michael O'Connor, the consortium's director, says energy officials from those states, as well as New Mexico and Arizona, are looking for ways to support the industry.
This consortium is collecting those state officials that care about scaling the resource in their state as fast as they can responsibly and sharing their best information.
Geothermal heat is roughly the temperature of the sun's surface and can be accessed by drilling into the Earth's crust and used to spin turbines, leaving no emissions. The costs are still higher than wind or solar, but O'Connor says they've dropped about 80% in the last 5 years. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau in Albuquerque.
Experts say mandatory wildfire building codes can reduce the loss of homes when blazes hit communities. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, states across the region are taking very different approaches.
Arizona, New Mexico, Idaho, and Wyoming have no statewide wildfire building codes. Colorado adopted a code last year with enforcement expected to begin this year. Most other western states are somewhere in between. That's according to a recent report and accompanying map.
I think the most important takeaway of our map is that most of the states in the West are considering implementing some type of building code to reduce their wildfire risk at the statewide level.
That's Ryan May Handy, a planner with the nonprofit think tank Headwaters Economics. She says one of the goals is to show state leaders possible solutions being tried elsewhere. Research shows that home hardening and other measures can significantly increase home survivability. Handy also says they could help address the insurance crisis facing many Western communities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Child care providers can now apply for grants for up to $10,000 through the Wyoming Community Foundation. The deadline is July 15th. The goal is to address the growing shortage of child care in many areas of Wyoming. Priority will be given to providers offering services in communities with the most need. Last year, nearly $250,000 was handed out to 28 child care centers statewide. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Cheyenne junior repeated as the state's Class 4A state champion in the 3,200-meter run. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports Maggie Madsen won the race just shy of 20 seconds faster than the next girl and nearly beat the state record. She was also recognized as best of the best for having the fastest time at the state meet, regardless of classification. A Newcastle junior broke two of her own school records in track. The Newcastle Newsletter Journal reports Adeline Olson set new marks in the 100-meter hurdles and 200-meter dash. Cody captured its Class 3A Championship Boys Track and Field title for the first time in nearly two decades. The Cody Enterprise reports the 4x400 relay team won their event by over 3 seconds and set a new state record. Kelly Walsh High School's boys soccer team ended a 14-year state championship drought. The Casper Star Tribune reports the team won 4-1 over their biggest rival, Jackson. Meanwhile, Jackson Hole High School girls soccer came out on top in the Class 3A state championship. WyO Sports reports the 3-1 score gave them their second straight title. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What is the Wyoming state dinosaur? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, who was the last Wyomingite to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor and when was it awarded? First Lieutenant Vernon J. Baker, who was born in Cheyenne, was awarded the honor by President Clinton on January 13, 1997, for his heroism leading an infantry platoon in Italy during World War II. Congratulations to Sarah Roberts, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palke, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy the day and join me again tomorrow.